And we return for today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Bonnie, finally, Food and Dining Thursday is here.
It's an interesting combination from energy drinks to wine today.
Well, we're joined by chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. And Linda, looks like there's going to be some major wine tasting here.
Listen, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie.
Fred Miami, Tasker must be beside himself.
Miami is wine happy. There's wine festivals and competitions are yearly events here. There are several of them. And they're all for good causes, too, so that's nice. One event coming up on April 4th is a gala for the American Fine Wine Competition. That's all American wines. And Shari Gurman is its creator, and she's here to tell us about American wines. Welcome, Shari Gurman.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for having me.
And also joining us is Chef Christina McHammer. She's from Bee Cellars in Napa Valley, and she's going to be participating in the event coming up. But she's also the winner of the fourth season of Hell's Kitchens. So let's welcome Chef Christina McHammer. Welcome, Christina.
Good morning. How are you both?
Well, it's morning for you. It's afternoon for us.
I guess that's true, hey?
Yeah, hey. She's in Napa. And our favorite wine columnist, as Joe mentioned, is Fred Tasker, and he's joining us by Skype. And he writes the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column. And you can read Fred's column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, happy day for you.
Hey. It's wine day, so that makes me happy. And I also feel like I have to match the energy level of that previous guest.
Wish you were here, Fred.
And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any wine questions for us? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do we have email today?
Radio@WLRN.org.
Okay. All right. Let's start with Shari. Shari Gurman, congratulations on the success of your American Fine Wine and
Thank you, Linda.
Food competition. Thanks. Just tell us what the competition is.
This is our sixth year. It's an invitational. The American Fine Wine Competition invites wineries from all over the country to participate. But as I said, it's an invitational, so we actually taste throughout the year. I work with another couple, Monty and Sarah Prizer, and we invite about 600 wines to participate. We have 24 judges, many of whom you know, sit over 2 days and taste over 600 wines, and then we award them medals.
Well, but so you're tasting 600 wines throughout the year?
Well, I probably taste
thousands. We're lucky you were
thousands.
Able to get here in one piece.
Well, we narrow it down to only inviting 600. But
so who are the winners this year? Who won?
Oh, we have, and every year it always amazes me because you never know who's going to win, and we have surprises. This year we had four. We have a best of show red, white, sparkling, and a dessert. And the best of show white wine was sort of the surprise this year. It was a 2009 pre-Riesling from Hagafen Cellars. It was kosher.
So a kosher wine.
Yeah, one best of show white.
Best of show this year.
Magnificent bottle of wine. The best of show red was a 2010 Pinot Noir from the Donham Estate. The best of show sparkling was an 08 from Mum in Napa. And the dessert wine was a 2011 late harvest Gewurztraminer from Castilla de Amorosa.
Well, that's wonderful.
But I have to say real quick, there was a lot of double gold medals. I mean, we had 100 double gold medal winners, and one of which was Bee Cellars, one of Christina's wines, Chef Christina's wines.
Chef Christina, you're one. You won. Tell us. You're a winning chef. You won on Hell's Kitchen, and now you're working at a Napa winery. So you've gone from cooking to tasting wine. How do you go about pairing the food and wine?
Oh, goodness. Well, the two, I think, naturally go well together. And rule number one that I tell anybody is always drink what you like. If you think it's a great pairing, then it is. Now, of course, that moving forward, there are some general guidelines that I like to follow. But the best way to learn about it and to explore is trial and error, because everybody's palate is different. Some people have more of a sweet palate. I prefer things a little bit salty. So it's really kind of been a fun exploratory activity out here. And, there is no nightlife in Napa, so what are we doing?
Sounds to me like you've got big nightlife out there with all the wine.
That's more of an afternoon life.
So what do you do? Take one element of the food and see what wine, like if it's got a sweet or acid, component to it?
So what I typically do with guests is break it down in its simplest form. So, of course, I could tell you that this rack of lamb goes really great with Cabernet, but what do you do if you don't have a rack of lamb on hand? So we use three simple components, apple, lemon, and salt. And those represent the three most common flavors in American foods. So the apple represents sweet, the lemon represents sour, and salt, of course, represents salty. So we'll take any wine, be it white or red, sweet or dry, and we'll try each individual component by itself, try it with the wine, and see how does the wine change. Do you like it better? Do you not like it better? And that's how we can move forward with a good pairing. So here at Be Cellars, we're known for doing Cabernet-based blends, so some really bold, structured red wines with a good amount of tannin. So for a lot of folks, that lemon, surprisingly, that acid, sour, is the best pairing because it really brings down the tannins and brings out all the fruit in the wine. But, of course, it's different with every single wine.
You know, what I always find difficult is to match wine with something like Thanksgiving dinner, where you have 35 different foods on the table.
Thanksgiving dinner is kind of fun. Actually, we go through a lot of wine on that day. But I always call these sort of wines crossover wines. So those are your kind of down-the-middle Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and anything that sparkles are going to be great for any of those hard to pair. You know, and even not only Thanksgiving, but Easter. We're right around the corner from Easter brunch. And so the same thing on your table. If you're going with a Chardonnay, a Pinot Noir, or a sparkling wine, then you're going to be all set.
Well, and it's a good excuse to serve more than one wine that way, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sparkling wine is for breakfast here.
Oh, you're going to be Fred's best friend because
absolutely.
Fred
BFFs never, forever.
Never has a show without something that's sparkling. But let me tell you, we've got your bestseller wine here.
We have the Petit Syrah here.
The Petit Syrah, yeah. And Shari's about to pour it.
Perfect.
To see. Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh. I love the sound effect. I'm getting
That's quite a pour.
Well, just enough to fill the bottom of the glass.
What you guys are about to taste there, this one is really special. So we're known for doing blended wines. That being said, if we have a great vintage of one particular varietal, we'll do just a small run. And I think that one we only did 150 cases. And really, it doesn't get out of California. So bribe you to come see me here for our wine club. And that Petit Syrah actually grows in Frediani Vineyard, which is in Calistoga. It's just across the street from our home. Old vines. They're almost 60 years old. And you just get these really beautiful characteristics to it. I mean, of course, it's big and it's bold, but almost get some sweeter blueberry pie, wildflower honey. You may even get some kind of tobacco, tar, mm-hmm. asphalt.
Well, Bonnie, why don't you swirl?
Incredible wine.
Why don't you swirl,
Bonnie? Okay, I'll swirl.
Linda, are you swirling? I understand it's been cold there in Florida.
A little bit.
That's amazing because Petit Syrah is best in the wintertime.
So it's a good day for Petit Syrah.
Yes, right. We've got a phone call coming in. And it's Anthony in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Anthony. You're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon, ladies. I'm on my way. Actually, we're on our way back home from Orlando to Fort Lauderdale, and I was just lucky enough to dial in and be able to talk to you and chat with you briefly. So, hello.
Hello. Do you have a quick question for us?
We do. My wife and I were big wine fans, and my wife, Denise, a big Chardonnay fan. I'm a big Pinot Noir fan, and I'm always trying to convince her to come over to the Pinot Noir side. Any suggestions?
All right, look, Anthony, we're getting a bit of back feed from your car there, so we'll answer you off the air.
Drive carefully.
I have an idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know we have the event coming up, and there's one way to taste over 600 wines, and probably 20% of them are Chards, and probably 30% are Pinots. Come to the gala. Taste all the Chardonnays and Pinots that you want.
But let's
keep records.
And keep records, absolutely.
Absolutely. Take notes. That's the main thing that people don't do, and then the next day they love the wine, but they don't know what it was.
Okay, pictures are good, though. The phone. You now have these smartphones where you just have to take a picture.
But let's help him out because he's having this discussion with his wife.
Yes, true. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they have to decide one or the other. Why don't they just drink both?
That's right. Absolutely.
Christina, what do you think?
Well, I definitely agree. Drink both. More is more. However, I think that what could really help bridge that gap is maybe food, because a lot of red wines become more approachable once you introduce food. So some great foods with Pinot Noir are mushrooms, duck, mm-hmm. turkey, as we were just talking about, sort of, you know, things that have a little bit of body to them, but not so much as red meat or steak. So, you know, maybe try sautéing up some mushrooms and see what she thinks then.
Well, talking about mushrooms, I understand that when you come down here for the gala, which is next Thursday,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be cooking, and I think you're making a mushroom dish. Is that right?
I am. You know, I kind of got put into this box. The other chefs got all the good ingredients before me. I think one is doing a lobster risotto.
Uh-huh.
Chef Norman Van Aken is doing something with shrimp. The other chef gets the meat dish. And I've got to do something wine-friendly, but unfortunately I'm stuck in the world of vegetables.
But that's not a bad place to be.
It's not a bad place, you know, and so I wanted to do something that was fun outside of the box. I didn't want to do, you know, a salad. So we're actually doing a really complicated dish, and it's a royal trumpet mushroom carpaccio. And again, a great dish with those white Chardonnays, beautiful with reds. It takes several days to make, which is unfortunate, but it'll be a lot of fun. Three different kinds of mushrooms. We're using the royal trumpets, which are my favorite because the stem is just as delicious as the cap. We're using some shiitakes and then some really small mushrooms called hanshimji, which you may have had in some Asian dishes. And then some arugula with that peppery mustard flavor and some pine nuts. So it should be a lot
of
fun.
Now, are the mushrooms cooked in this?
They are. We confit the mushrooms. So we'll make an oil that's one part olive oil, one part blended oil. Add some aromatics, some rosemary, some thyme, some garlic, some shallot.
Oh, my God. You're making us
all. We're all watering here.
Good.
We're going to have to take a break.
It's payback for the wine you're enjoying. Okay. I'm so jealous.
All right.
But we basically slow cook them in that oil for about 15 minutes until they're cooked all the way through. So it's a very gentle cooking method.
Oh, my God. Sounds wonderful. Well, we're talking about the American Fine Wine Competition with Shari Gurman and Chef Christina McCammer. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're with Shari Gurman. She's the chair of the American and creator of the American Fine Wine Competition, and we also have Chef Christina McCammer with us. She's from Bee Cellars in Napa Valley, and she's going to be participating in the event. She was also the winner of the fourth season of Hell's Kitchen. And there's another wine event. I started by saying that Miami is wine happy. There's a wine and food event taking place in Fort Lauderdale on April 5th. That's next Friday. And that's at the Museum of Discovery and Science. It's the 18th Spirits and Culinary Celebration. And it's going to showcase food from over 50 restaurants in that area and over 200 wines from around the world. And also, they have craft beers and spirits. For more information, contact the Museum of Discovery and Science in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, so now we're going to eat. We're going to have dinner in minutes.
Finally.
It's time. You guys have been already gobbled it up, I noticed. Yes? Okay, this is a perfect dish for this holiday weekend, but it's really good for any weekday night. And it's mint pesto lamb with garlic potatoes, and it's made with a lamb steak. Now, this is the cut I really like because it's a slice of lamb cut right from the leg. And it makes a steak about 3/4 inch thick, and it's got that round slice of bone in the center. Really juicy and tender, and only takes a few minutes to cook. Sometimes it's displayed in the meat case, but or else you can just ask them to cut one for you.
Do you want it on a little bit on the rare side, or do you want it fully cooked?
Well, you like yours more well done, don't you?
With lamb, yeah. Beef, no. But
we like it well. Well, medium rare. How's that?
Okay.
All
I'm
right.
With you, Linda.
Thank you, Fred. And all you're going to do is broil this steak for about 5 minutes, turn it for a couple of minutes for Joe a little longer, and then, you know, about 135 degrees it's done. And then the mint sauce. There's a mint sauce. Now, this recipe, by the way, is in today's Miami Herald. The mint sauce is very simple and easy to make, but pressed for time, open a jar of mint jelly. That couldn't be easier.
That's kind of passé, though, isn't it? The mint jelly?
No.
Okay.
If you're in a hurry, it's never passé, all right? Okay. And then there's garlic potatoes. They're made in the microwave. All right, Joe, on my website today, here's a recipe for you that's not passé. It's the same cut of lamb, but you serve it with a pesto sauce over it. So that's really good. And that's at dinnerinminutes.com. Also, please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred, are we drinking something else today?
Yes, we are. No, no doubt about it at all.
I didn't think so.
When Easter comes, the festival dinner that you have with it is usually a big chunk of lamb, as you say, or of ham, unless, of course, you're a vegetarian or even a vegan, and then you have to come up with something different. So first, looking at ham, now ham is pink meat, so reason would say that if you use white wine with white meat and red wine with red meat, you could use pink wine with pink meat, which is to say rosé, and astonishingly, this actually works. It appears that there is order in the universe. It depends on what the preparation is. If it's a savory preparation, like a straight baked ham with a spice rub or 20 cloves of garlic or something like that, you might want a nice dry rosé. And the one that was in the contest that Shari was running, the V. Sellers Bellamy Rosé, sounds like a perfect match
for that. By the way, we've got that here. We're drinking that as well.
Yes.
Oh, well, go out and get a ham sandwich with it.
Yeah, it's from Santa Barbara County, and it's really a beautiful... I agree with you using it for the holiday. It's a wonderful bottle of wine.
Yeah. Now, if you had it slathered with honey or brown sugar or something like that, you might want a little sweeter rosé to go with the sweetness there. Now, leg of lamb. I have always said that the perfect wine with lamb is red Rioja from Spain. Or if you want to, as Emerald says, take it up a notch, you could pour a Ribera del Duero, which is the same grape, Sangiovese, but it comes from Tempranillo, but it comes from the next province over, and it's considered to be kind of Rioja on steroids. It's a big, powerful wine. Great stuff with lamb. Now, if you're a vegetarian, you could do a nice veggie lasagna, or if you're a vegan, you could actually copy the Passover Seder dish I wrote about last year and make a nice rolled roast of tofu. In either case, a nice hearty Chardonnay would go with that, or even that dry Riesling from Ohio that you were talking about. Oh, and one last thing. If you're trying to eat up those eggs from the Easter egg hunt, now eggs are typically considered to be one of the most difficult things to match with wine because I think the answer there is that the light sulfur touch you get with the yolks needs a crisp, acidic wine. And Linda, guess what that would be?
Sparkle. Can I guess? Little bubbles on your tongue. Bubbles on your tongue.
As I said, there is order in the universe.
Happy Easter, everyone. By the way, the Riesling that you mentioned, we've got that here as well, Shari. Tell us the name of it again.
The Hagafen? Oh, actually, the we Riesling. Have with us here now, we have Ferrante, Golden Bunches. That's from Ohio.
From Ohio. So as I mentioned, there's wine in almost every state.
Yes, every state in the country does grow grapes.
Right. So tell us once again if people wanted to participate in your gala and taste all these wines.
Oh, my goodness. Come. It's April 4th at the Boca Raton Resort. They can go to the website AmericanFineWineCompetition.com. Next week, we've probably got a few tables left. But 600 wines are going to be poured. You can taste so much, and the food's going to be amazing.
And there's a full dinner. It's not a walk-around.
Oh, no, it's a full dinner. It's a sit-down dinner. In fact, we have 20 winemakers coming in who are going to be pouring their best-of-shows and best-of-class wines. B. Sellers is being represented. Their Blend 24 won best-of-class red wine. Winemakers coming from Hagafen and Donham and all the wineries that took the highest awards are going to be there pouring from these little mini tasting
rooms.
Now this charity. Yes. It is a benefit. Yep.
It's a benefit, sorry. So who's benefiting?
Diabetes Research Institute and uh-huh. Four Pets Charities are both the benefiting charities. In the last 6 years, we've raised over $500,000 for charity through the silent auction, the live auction, and this year we have something cool called a cork and bottle auction.
Which means, what does that
mean? Oh, okay. So we many of our judges donated 2 bottles of wine from their private cellars, like Charlie Adarola, Jennifer Simonetti, who's a master of wine, Virginia Phillip from The Breakers.
They've terrific. All. So what? So you pick out a cork?
So you pick a cork. You make a donation to the charity. You pull a cork. The number on the cork matches the bottle.
And you get to have that bottle. Yep. That's fantastic. Before we go, we only have a half a minute left, but I can't leave without asking Christina. What was it like to be the winner of Hell's Kitchen?
Oh, goodness. Your life changes. Uh-huh. For sure. I was in culinary school in New York at the time, so I still had, after filming, I had a semester left, and of course I couldn't tell anybody, so it really stinks on graduation day when you have the best job in the world and you can't tell anybody.
But and everyone's saying to you, what are you going to do? And you say, oh, well, I don't know yet.
I don't know. I'm so not funny. Quite sure. So, you know, after it aired, it was great. I was able to move to Los Angeles, an incredible culinary epicenter, work with some really great chefs, and then it brought me up here. So a natural progression from food to wine. So it's been very exciting.
Okay. Well, that's congratulations, and I'm glad that it all worked out so well for you.
We're so excited that Christina's coming in. Really excited.
It's going to be really terrific.
Yeah.
Well, we've had another very, very tasty, tasty week. Shari Gurman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Linda.
And for the wine.
Welcome. Come taste all 600.
Well, I don't know. The American Fine Wine Competition Gala is April 4th. It's at the Boca Raton Resort. And for more information, go to AmericanFineWineCompetition.com. Christina McCammer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and I will see you next week.
All right. Come on down and see us. Fred Tasker, wine columnist. Great advice, as always.
Always a pleasure.
Joseph Cooper Bonney, you ate well today.
Indeed,
you're just having a great day.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay.
And well, thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Next week, we're going to be talking with celebrity restaurateur Michael Mina. He's got some news for us. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.